Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have your say yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Like I said, a one-hour program, and we have all yarns across the table. All ears here on your deadly yarns. All right, now, Aussies' motivations for wanting to lose fat are revealed in a new report. The Fat Loss Report find an equal number of women, 38%, and men, 38%, simply want to look good and naked, with nearly two-thirds, 62%, saying the toughest place to lose fat is from their belly. A new science-led supplement for fat loss launches down under just in time for summer. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Ben Lucas, leading personal trainer and FBX ambassador, who has over two decades of experience in the fitness industry and has trained everyone from new mums to retired women and even celebrities. And we have Ben on the line. Very good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
Fantastic. Where are you based, my friend?
I'm in Paddington, Sydney.
All right, fantastic. So, yeah, I got what you call furniture disease. My chest dropped in my drawers. So I've got to get my chest back up to my to my top part. So, yeah, the belly is the biggest drama. So tell us about the fat loss report, my friend.
Yes, there's a new fat loss report that's come out that's talking about Australians' motivation for losing fat. And the majority of people, so it's almost 40% of men and women, they just want to look better naked, you know, and that's because they just want to feel better about themselves. And they talk about the toughest part for both men and women to lose fat is from around that belly area.
Mm. And so there's a few things. I mean, we talk about food intake, alcohol, but also movement. I'll render, you say, too much couch, not enough ouch, you know. We've got to have all avenues, don't we, in play.
Well, so, yeah, we really, at our FBX, really value a holistic approach to losing fat. If you're focused on just the nutrition side of things, yes, you can lose weight and fat, but you're going to lose muscle as well. If you focus on just the exercise part of things, it's going to be harder to lose fat and harder to lose weight overall. Mm. But it's when we have that holistic look of both nutrition side of things, exercise, including weight training, resistance training, and cardiovascular work, and then potentially looking down the track at a fat loss supplement like our FDX Fat Loss Optimizer.
Okay, and talking to you as a leading personal trainer, they say if it's white, it's not right. So we're talking flour, sugar, milk. Can you confirm the statement?
No, I actually can't. I don't necessarily believe in saying no to certain food groups or no to certain colours of food. Or no, we're looking at more total calorie intake.
Okay.
Now, the more processed food it is in, the more people have touched it, the more chemicals are in it, it's going to be more easy to digest, and therefore it's going to be less filling. So yes, I would recommend my clients look for more whole foods, fruit, veg, meat, nuts, eggs, things like that. Mm. But if we are having some white foods, that's okay as long as we're not eating them in excess.
Sure. All right, fantastic. And the exercise as well, when we talk about fundamental things, walking a block, I mean, you don't have to be running a marathon, so to speak.
No.
But we are creatures of habit. Just create a habit, and good habits at that, Ben.
Well, that's it. So opposed to just looking at the result, which is how much weight I've lost, you know, what my body fat is, how many centimetres my waist is, we prefer to look at process goals. Mm. You know, how many minutes are we walking? How many kilometres are we getting in? How many squats am I doing? How many push-ups? And then if we just slowly and consistently inch them up over time, mm. we're going to be increasing our metabolism, we're going to be increasing how many calories burned, and we're going to be in that negative calorie balance that's going to help us lose body fat and weight long-term.
Mm, fantastic. Well, thank you. And the fat loss report, is that an annual thing that comes out, report that comes out annually?
Yes, annual fat loss report sponsored by FBX Optimizer Fat Loss Support, and really just helps us gain those insights for how we can better serve the Australian population about what they're really looking for.
Sure, look, and these reports are fantastic because it brings all the so-called numbers, the facts, to the table. And look, sometimes we as humans like to put our head in the sand and ignore, you know, denial, and there ain't no river in Egypt, but we need to look at the facts. Yeah. That in itself could be a motivation, yes?
100%. We need to step on the scales, we need to measure our weight, we need to look at the cold, hard truth, because only then we can do something about it.
Beautiful. Ben, thank you for your yarn, my friend. All the best to you. Take care, and we'll yarn soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Ben Lucas, his name is, a leading personal trainer and FBX ambassador. And we're talking about the Australian First approach to fat loss launches. We're talking about the fat loss report and finding an equal number of women 30% and men 30% simply want to look good naked. So true, you know. And look, as we get older, we tend to slow down a bit. But look, just keep active. Like I said, we're humans. We are creatures of habit as human beings. Takes 30 days to create a habit, so keep mobile. That's what it is. And if it's just walking around the block, it takes 30 days to create a habit. Start that tomorrow. This is the first day of the rest of your life, you mob. Start that tomorrow, and then every day, just walk around the block, just walk around the block, and you do that for 30 days, becomes a habit. Most people wake up in the morning, have a coffee, and have a durry. Change your habits, and it changes your life. So there you go. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west.
East to west.
'Cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
The southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and east coast waters in working time.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabrib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong. All right, big shout out to Yumi Arts. They have another exhibition. The summer show completes the 2024 exhibition season with a gift-worthy showcase of Queensland First Nation best. And we're coming up to Christmas, so it'd be a good time to purchase some Deadly Arts and for your Deadly family, for friends or what have you. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with the First Nation artist, or one of the First Nation artists, who's an exhibitor at the Summer Show exhibition, and that's Connie Ravina. Got Connie on the line. Connie, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Trev. Good morning, and good morning to all our listeners out there.
Thank you very much, my sister. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Connie?
My mob, we're from further north. We're Kokotaipan. My grandma's side, and
yes,
granddad's side is Whitty from the Central Coast, Queensland, or not coastline, but Nebo way.
Okay, beautiful. Good footprint. Thank you very much. So, look, you wear a couple of hats. You're one of the artists, exhibitors, in the summer show that's coming up. That's been launched today.
So we're sort of pretty proud of that fact.
Yes. And when you're talking Yumi Arts, how long has Yumi Arts been running for, Connie?
Well, we're heading up to our 20th year now, so next year we'll be having our celebrations
for
being in operation and supporting artists in the region
yes,
with programs and workshops and exhibitions and many different things, actually.
Many different things. Look, and a fantastic vehicle in regarding supporting our artists up and coming. 20 years, you're talking about artists who've probably been there from the get-go and still operating. It's a great platform as such. And tell us about, you wear a couple of hats. You're a director, but also secretary. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is. Trev. Just been really enjoying it so much. And, you know, like sometimes we get a little bit overwhelmed with things because we're having such fun. But this year I've decided to take on a little bit more of a role. I want to be more involved in getting our mob to those levels that we need to be at to, you know, produce work for our, to create our own businesses and to just pick up, you know, all those specialist skills that are required in the arts field.
Sure.
And also being able to communicate with different levels of operations and organisations.
And we've always got artists coming through, whether they be elderly just starting out or the young person coming out of high school and found a passion in art. And that's what Yumi Arts does. It creates that platform as such. So when you're talking about the summer show exhibition kicking off today, how many artists would be at the table in this exhibition? And would some of them be first time exhibiting? Yep.
Our collection of artists we've got about 12, I think.
Okay.
Exhibiting in this, and most of us are, you know, like we've exhibited before, so
okay,
most of us would be midstream, I would say.
Okay.
Got some really good works. We've created special ones just for the summer show because we want to be able to move them a little quicker.
Sure.
And you know, towards the end of the year, people are looking for those gifts for Christmas. And,
yes.
You know, just that something was something really special, like extra story from country and, you know, just connecting people.
And when we talk art, we talk all different aspects of art, whether it be pottery, whether it be canvas, whether it be painting, print, what have you. Is that the case with the summer show exhibition?
Yeah, we've got a collection of all sorts of different pieces. We've got some of Michelle Yateman doing pottery from Yarrabah.
Yes.
We've got prints. We've got local artists in the region with their local paintings. Kevin Edmondson, paintings and some carvings. So, yeah, we've got a pretty good collection.
Good. Fantastic. And so you've got some pieces there as well as an artist? Secretary,
yeah,
director, slash.
Only the two pieces.
Two pieces, all right, thank you.
My piece is just referred to birds. So.
All right, beautiful. And describe your art. Are we talking painting or what are we talking?
Yeah, I've got a couple of paintings in.
Good, okay, Connie, yep.
My style is, you know, that North Queensland style we like. We learn a lot about our animal designs up this way.
Yes.
And that's the sort of style that I've done my whole life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I caught you at the Fashion Week parade there at the Benson Hotel the other night. Yes. Of course, you were there and witnessing what was going on. You were talking about a vision for your art to go into fashion. So you're excited about that, or is that the vision for that to happen?
Yeah, I am actually, Trev.
Good.
I just see, you know, what Indigenous people, our mob have done in the last, you know, 10 years has been phenomenal.
Yes.
With fashion. You know, they had a photograph of the Amalfi Coast as one of the backboards at the Benson. I could easily just see anywhere in Cairns or along our Darwin coast, you know, our
artwork.
Just the variety and
sure.
colour and style and design that we have is exciting. It's really
yes.
electrifying. And I'm hoping myself to step into that.
Good.
You know, I just want to keep being absorbed in our own culture in that way.
Mm. Well, I've always said that we are wealthy being black when we talk about our culture, you know. We just got to get our skin in the game or get active, get proactive, you know. Just sitting on the goal and who we are, and our culture is rich in more ways than one, you know. But thank you for sharing, my sister. Congratulations. So that all kicks off this afternoon and goes for a month, you're saying?
Yeah.
The summer show exhibition. And over there at the Yumi Arts, over there on Jensen Street, yes?
Yep.
All right, cool. So bring your credit card, bring your ATM card, and purchase some daily gifts for family, for loved ones, for Christmas. So there it is. And thank you for sharing. A big shout out to your deadly team. And I believe I'll be catching having a yarn with Kevin Edmondson very soon as well. But thank you, Connie. You keep smiling. And we'll talk soon, sister.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Connie Ravina, her name is, First Nation artist and summer show exhibitor. So she's there performing a couple of pieces she mentioned, and they're going to be 12 odd artists showcasing their staff, their work at the summer show exhibition at the Yumi Arts. So do check it out, your local mob here in Cairns. And it's a great opportunity for your mob not in Cairns. Do check out Yumi Arts. It's UMI, Yumi Arts, and check out all the work that they do, and look, fantastic, supporting our artists, supporting it in the business sense, but also supporting them for purchasing the work and good gifts for coming up to Christmas. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team as well. National Talk Black, yarn up strong.
He looks asleep by Billabong, but he's aware through and through. He is the law of God for all Kumaragun. See the glow from the lilies, brighter than the sea. Cold. Stories come through bamboo.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Apunipamai Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow.
You're strong, Mr. Nata.
Can't sit here and stare in sorrow. Bearers of our oral history, pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
National Talk Black.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we got Which Way Yarning next segment. We're going to catch up a yarn there with the boys in blue. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and got his bodyguard there, Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Trevor.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming along. Start with you, Steve. Who you mob? Where you from, brother?
Yeah, Steve Grant, proud Jitterbell boy from the wet rain tropics of the Tully Mission Beach, Cardwell area.
Gumboot City. Yeah, my correct. Brother. Too deadly. Big shout out to all the mob down there. Cardwell, Tully mob. Thank you very much, Innisfail. And over to Len Delay, Athlone Hillbilly up top, brother.
Very dry at the moment.
Yes. And we're just talking about the wet seasons. And here we are coming into monsoonal, Christmas time. The heat is on, but this is where supposedly these cyclones and rains and what have you. We had a big hit last year with Cyclone Jasper, which virtually went across the coast and left a lot of water, a lot of liquid.
Yep.
And you were talking about maybe you got a trip up in Mornington Island very soon, brother.
Yeah, I was just talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, so, might be a soggy trip there.
But, Glenn was in the firing line almost this time last year. We wouldn't be able to make it up the hill if the...
Yeah, you were... Did you come down at all?
No, so when those cyclones roll in, I have to work from home.
You have to, thank you, that's right.
So, I've got a couple...
Put all the missiles away.
Yeah, I've got a couple of very competent sergeants at Edmonton Station that hold the reins for me, and I'll just fire
team
the
effort,
shots.
Team effort.
Yeah.
All right, boys, at topic today, safe drinking. Mm. Look, we're coming into the silly season, as in it's party time, it's Christmas, it's family gathering and what have you, but it's about controlling the little brown bottle. So safe drinking is what we're talking about here today.
Yep, absolutely. And certainly drinking too much alcohol can lead to embarrassment, injury, accidents or health problems. And also, where our interest is, arrest for making some poor decisions.
Mm.
And certainly while this time of year, while people have their Christmas parties, some people get a little bit loose. Drink a little bit more than what they'd planned to do.
Sure.
And obviously there's consequences for that.
And the consequences can, affect you in the hip pocket, but also points in regard to, driving, for drink driving, And if not, a fine. If not, jail time. If not, lose your job. And if not, lose your partner too. I don't know. You just got to be careful and regard to making the right decisions, eh?
Yeah, and look, when these seasons roll around, people do celebrate. So, that's where we notice an increase in alcohol consumption. And that's why it's important to limit the amount you drink.
Yes.
To risk that harm of injury, alcohol-related injury or disease.
Yeah. Mm. So what's a standard drink anyway?
A standard drink contains about 10 grams of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the amount of alcohol that your body can process in 1 hour, which is why we have those limits on how many we would say that you could safely consume before you could get behind the wheel of a car.
So if you're pulled over and you're blowing a bag and you're over the limit, do you go back to the police station?
The processes are we'll breath test you roadside.
Mm.
A lot of people want to know when we tell you that you're over the limit, want to know what that reading is. Most of the times we won't tell you what the reading is because that device that we're testing you with is, although it's calibrated, it's not a correct indication.
Mm.
So you don't inform the person what the limit is?
Yeah, sometimes we'll tell them what their reading is.
Sure.
We certainly don't have to.
Okay.
Normally, if I'm going to tell someone what the reading is, it would normally be when they're so close to that 0.05 limit, just to let them know you've come very close to being detained and taken back to the station.
So if they are over the limit, they are detained and you take them back to the station,
yep.
Is that
so
right?
They'll come back.
They have another test there?
Yep, and that's the one you're going to be charged off. That instrument is calibrated.
Mm.
So it's a very accurate reading.
Steve, I'm asking these questions, eh? That shows you I haven't been there, brother. Yeah. You like that, eh?
Yeah. And the other thing is... Glenn's should identify is also is the range. Like it could be high, medium, or extremely high. Is it?
Oh.
Is it
three? So, you've got your above the alcohol limit.
Yep.
You've got your mid range, and then you've got your high ranges exactly. So, Yeah, above the alcohol limit, obviously 0.05, but up to 0.1. Then you've got your mid-range up to 0.15, and then the high range of above that. And we really don't want to be anywhere near those alcohol readings.
No.
Now, 0.05 is the limit, is it?
Correct, yeah. And look, for learners and provisional drivers, it's zero.
Zero.
Zero, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So
right,
we need to tell our young ones, if they do have that L or P plate in their window,
all right,
do not drink if you're going to drive.
Sure, thank you. That's all P colours, red and green?
Correct. Yep.
Yep, thank you. Correct. Okay. Yep. And, well, of course, yellow, as in learners, the person sitting in front with them has got to be fully licensed, but they got to be, do they get breathalyzed as well?
That's right.
So, okay, and they got to be at zero.
So they've got to be zero as well, because they're actually in charge of the vehicle
at
the time.
Yes,
gotcha. Yeah, so the actual offence is drink driving whilst in charge of that vehicle.
So if the L driver has got alcohol, and then also the person sitting with the open license. Are they both gone?
We've got two offences.
You've got two offences there. Yeah, there you go. Oh, I didn't know that. So going back to taking the person back to the station, they do another test there, and that is the where you get your reading from.
That's right. That's
and whether they're charged or not. I mean, in that time going back there, it could drop down, but I doubt it.
Look, it absolutely can drop down, and that'll all depend on whether how much they've eaten, their body stature,
drinking water,
or it can also affect it if you have just finished consuming alcohol. You'll still be your alcohol levels will still be rising.
Probably get to the station, ask for a quick cup of coffee, have a coffee, drink that, and
well, this is the thing. Yeah. Within that 20-minute period, you're not allowed to have anything in your mouth.
Oh, gotcha.
So no gum, no cigarettes.
Oh, red gum as well.
No water.
No water. You just have to wait.
Fruit tingle.
Yep.
Yep.
And so, the idea of the 20-minute wait is so that there's no mouth alcohol present when we do that breath test.
Yeah, gotcha.
So we will find some people roadside where they actually, are 0.05, which is over the limit. You need to be 0.049. That surprises a lot of people.
Okay.
Look, we may then give them another 20 minutes roadside and just do another check.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they have come back under, and then we can just let them know how close they've actually come.
Yeah.
So, but that 20-minute period is important just to get rid of all mouth alcohol. So if you are pulled over on a roadside breath test, you're normally asked if you've been consuming alcohol. Mm. If you've just had a drink, it pays to let the police officer know that I've just taken a sip of a drink.
Yeah.
I just finished a drink a minute ago and I just jumped in my car.
By informing the officer, what's that do? Give you a bit of light, does it?
Yeah, what we'll do, we won't breath test you. We'll tell you to park your car. And we'll wait there 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll do the breath test. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to be under.
Yeah.
But a lot of people feel compelled to say that they haven't had anything to drink. Look, the breath test is not going to lie to us.
Be upfront.
Very honest.
Yep. So how can I drink safely and responsibly?
Look, I've said this previously on this show, is counting your drinks is the most important way, but also knowing what a standard drink is.
Mm.
And how much is in each serving that you're consuming. So, all of our alcohol canisters have a label on it that lets you know how many standard drinks are in that in that container.
Mm-hmm.
Set yourself a drinks limit and stick to it. Avoid drinking in rounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Trying to finish a drink before you get another is always a good one.
Yeah.
And avoiding people topping up your glass before that's empty, because that when
you can't measure it then.
That's right, we're going to lose count of how many drinks we've consumed. So they're things that are going to once we've lost count, we don't know where we're at.
But the other thing, no one knows you better than you. So you should know your virtue own limit or how far you can go, Now, do most places have an opportunity where you can test yourself before leaving the premises?
Unfortunately, no.
No, okay.
And I know there are a lot of breath testing devices out there on the market that you can purchase.
They're good things to have.
They're very good things to have. What I would say is that they're not accurate and they're not calibrated.
Sure, but it gives you a fair idea where you're sitting.
It would give you an indication of where you're sitting, but it's not. It's never a guarantee that you're going to be under the limit.
Okay.
Look, if I had a device I'd purchased and I'd blown into it and it was giving me an indication of 049, I certainly wouldn't drive.
Okay, there you go. Yep. All right, warnings.
Yep.
Okay, yep. And what other ideas
you
can share?
Just slow down your intake with alcohol-free drinks. So you might have a bit of water or a soft drink in between.
Okay.
The faster you drink, the higher your breath alcohol concentration is going to be, because your body can only process that one standard drink per hour. So, look, if you mix it up with drinking water, soft drink, or even opting for some very low alcohol drinks, look, it's a way to be able to socialise and consume alcohol for maybe a longer period without going over those limits.
Mm.
Yeah.
And when you look at, people, some people chuck back at the police force, this is all revenue. That's all it is, mate, you know?
Yeah.
But you as officers, you don't get a commission when you're booking anybody, do you?
Nothing.
It's not a pay rise, it's not a bonus, is it?
It's called saving lives.
Well, thank you. There you go. That's right, you know? Yeah. There's nothing like that. So when you talk about revenue, well, it's not. If you're doing wrong, well, it's not revenue.
No, exactly. And, you know? And Steve's dead right. Our road death toll is quite high. And sure. At the moment, it's
probably 270 currently.
Yeah,
for the year.
For this year, 2024, 270 people have died.
And we're not even in the Christmas period yet.
Which is a lot. You know?
And that's speed, alcohol, seatbelts, that's all the above.
All the fatal five. Exactly. Yeah.
Fatal five.
Yeah, fatal five. There you go. So if you're getting fined, you know, well, it's your own fault, that person in the mirror.
Yeah, and look, it always amazes me around these Christmas seasons when we do get our drink drivers, because there's a lot of messaging that gets out in the media that we are absolutely going to be out and about.
Mm.
Of course,
if you're going to get caught, it's definitely going to be around these periods, because even as
and
police,
it's all your fault, it's your own fault.
like we know people are going to be drinking more, so we're out on the roads making sure that we're having that high visibility and enforcement and trying to curb that those behaviours.
Look, love, thoughts, prayers going out to people who've lost loved ones,
and
because of these fatal fives, you know what I mean. And the culprit has got to live with that as well.
Exactly,
you know what I mean.
Yep.
So it's not a good place to be in.
No, and that trauma, you know, affects everyone.
Of course it does.
Not just the
snowball effect.
The person that's done the wrong thing, you know, it's their families, friends. It extends right out. A lot of very innocent people die on our roads because of somebody's poor choices.
Sure.
Exactly. The other thing I wanted to point out too, Trevor, is people who go out on the town until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Just remember, if they jump in the car the very next day, they would be over the limit if they've consumed a lot of liquor.
Sure.
You know,
Glenn
was just saying about, you know, how much you had. You don't even know how many you had at a nightclub.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
when you're virtually full tank and you're still going, well, you're putting more alcohol in, you might drive that night, but next morning, as you're saying, you wake up.
Yeah.
It's still in there. If you don't remember how many you drank last night, you lost count. You wasn't even counting.
Yeah, and when you're charged with a drink driving offence, that's one of the documents that we serve on you is that you cannot drive for another 24 hours.
Yeah.
And the reasoning for that is that we know that after 20...
Alcohol's still in the system.
Yeah, 24 hours after you had your last drink, at least then we know there's not going to be any more alcohol in your system. So that may be something that we think of, like Steve's raised, because we do get a lot of readings when we do RBTs in the mornings.
In the mornings, yeah, gotcha.
Which surprises some people, because they actually didn't think that they had consumed as much in the previous evening. But look, the body's just not actually processing it, and it's they're still present.
Oh, is that
exactly
an example of that? I was with the officers in Edmonton, and went around a school zone, set up a site, then a lady read 0.05 at 8 o'clock in the morning, dropping the kids off.
There you go. Mm.
Yeah.
So fine. So with the fine and what have you, and losing points, do we know where we're at with that?
When you need to go to court for these.
Okay.
And certainly it can range with what the magistrate feels is appropriate. For the day. So
at the station, when you're over the limit, you get fined. Do you get a fine?
No,
you don't do that.
No, so
you do the points there.
No,
all done through court.
Yep. So you get a notice to appear to attend court.
Mm-hmm.
Look, most drivers' licenses, if you're over, you can expect a driver suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some of your P drivers then end up on
good behaviour.
You end up on a curfew from 11 to 5 a.m., I believe it is.
Okay, so you can still do the JOB
for
12, go to work, yep.
For 12
yep.
months, no. So they've got the suspension.
Okay.
Once they've served their suspension, then they're still 12 months on a late night driving suspension. And also then that will also put the date that they're going to be eligible for their open license back for that. If it's a 3-month suspension, that's going to drop it back 3 months.
Yep.
But also then that
3 months and 12 months is 15 months.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, the 12 months, then they're on a late night driving suspension as well. So, yeah, it just pays to do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Keep an eye on things and not find yourself in those situations.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing the facts with us, boys. And very important, like I said, the silly season. And it is celebration time. We all go on holidays, so, you know, and some people just need to think before they act.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure you've planned before you go out.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Deciding with your friends who's going to be the designated driver. It's too late once you get to the event and everyone's drinking to
full
then,
tank, that's
then
right.
Decide.
Yeah.
Always have a bit of money in your back pocket there for that taxi or ride share home. Mm. You know, don't spend all your funds. And look, public transport's
50-cent buses.
It's
always a great.
Well, you know, you're going to a party. You know what's happening. You're either going to have a drink or not. If you go to work next day, you probably won't drink because you got to work next day. But if you're not working next day, then you're probably going to have a drink. So leave the car at home.
Yep.
Catch an Uber.
Yeah, and look, then you've taken that choice out of the.
But
at the end of the night, you don't have that option to drive your car home.
No, that's right, yeah.
It's waiting for you at home.
Now, quickly, what about people fall asleep in the car and they've got the keys in the pocket?
In charge.
They can be charged.
It's the same drink driving charge.
Is that right?
So they're in charge of that vehicle. They've got the keys in their pocket. Certainly if they're in the driver's seat, that's fairly easy to prove because they've got the ability to start that car and drive it.
Okay, so 5 trees away from the car, you put the key in the tree, they hide it there, you go back in the car and have a sleep, you write their name.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, maybe. You
that's a crazy way of thinking about
it. No, just think, if the keys are on you, you're in charge of the vehicle.
That's right. I
think it's also an offence, Glenn, you can quote on this. If I'm with you and I'm consuming as a passenger, can I be given a notice?
Not a notice, but I believe there is a ticket for consuming that alcohol
as a passenger
in the vehicle.
In a public place. Yeah,
but don't quote me on that one.
Sorry, as a passenger, I'm not driving.
Yeah, there certainly was a ticket previously. Yeah. I know because I've written that ticket a few times.
Did you?
Sorry, just to recollect, a passenger sitting in the car drinking, you can be charged.
A ticket for consuming alcohol.
In a public place.
In a public place, yeah.
Oh, if you've got the drink in your hand,
yeah.
Got it with you. Thank you. Okay,
So it's not a drink driving charge. It's just another traffic ticket.
Thank you. Look at it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. Thank you. Stay away from alcohol. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I was just wondering how you knew that, Steve.
I think you told me.
Yeah, that was my next question. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Look, fantastic information. It is silly season. There's the information. Like I always say, life is simple. People complicate it.
Yeah.
So people do not complicate it. Plan ahead. If you're going to go out and celebrate and got a lot of Christmas parties to go to, Uber over, get a lift, catch a taxi, whatever the case may be. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your yarn, boys. Yep.
Just a big shout out to the QPS recruiting team in Brisbane. I'd like to say hello to Maria and the ED, Mr. Kerry Johnson, Mr. Adrian Curlwell, who I'll be joining him on Monday for our trip to downtown Sunny Cooktown to Hopevale for a recruiting session. So,
all right, fantastic.
Hope you're listening out there, guys, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Next week. Thank you very much, gentlemen. All the best. We'll talk soon, eh?
Thank you.
Kiss my boys. A beautiful yarn with the boys in blue, and that's Which Way Yarning is the segment, and we do that once a week and just talk about all different topics and an opportunity to talk about programs. You can ring in and add to the conversation as well if you've got something to say. By all means, the boys in blue are here. Love to see the girls in blue. Yeah, they're pretty boys and nice looking fellas, but yeah, love to talk to a girl every now and again. Boys, you know what I mean? But it's all good. You're laughing in the background, too deadly. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Beneath the line, you claim is equal. Never stop, I don't need to. perfect the problem, coming to solve it, bringing the soldiers, words clear, wanna see through. We the north, we overlooked another book, but green trees in the seas blue. Underwater, underground, King Jack I speak to. They know who we are, scared of the name cause we glow in the dark. North from the start, red to the end till the wheels fall off. I'ma go get a rubber nose sweater. Weather's hot in the north, then we know about a hot stepper. Down bass to the top fella, Instagram's from the man cause my verse better dope spitter. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back, I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced, I tell them go away. Man with a cause and I've been here before, when I said that I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall, follow that.
Hold up, I got the mic now. Get strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground, gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway. Want that island life, I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK. Time to hustle hard with a payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake baller acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay, always come around and freeload to the bad vibes, tell them still I beat. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch, digging your ditch, dead or alive, top fly, red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, got you saying.